It's just always good to get back in the form and get on the field. We've been running cone drills and lifting weights, doing a bunch of things that's not football related. So when you get a chance to get out on the field, and you always can work on your craft. So you never get complacent, or you never get too old to not work on your craft. Condition is pretty good. It's pretty good right now. I mean, Coach Barry Rubin been killing us out there on the cone drills and lifting weights. So we're definitely in shape. But football is always a little different when you stopping and starting and having to chase after Charkhandrick and all these guys. So we're getting to full shape right now.
When guys like Eric Berry and Tom Mahaly aren't out there with you guys, how does it affect
practice? Well, we're trying to focus on who's here. That's always the focus on who's here. And we have confidence that when those guys get here, they'll be plugged right in. So you're talking about high character veteran guys that we would depend on during the season. So right now we got a lot of young guys that are trying to learn some new positions and new schemes. And, some of the older guys like myself are trying to coach the young guys up. So
at least for those younger guys, there's some added benefit, so they get some more opportunities out there.
Always, regardless of the situation, who's here and who's not, when you get a chance to play, you got to show the coaches that you can produce.
As you get a little bit older and take care of your body coming into a season, do you do anything differently, or you kind of do the same stuff throughout the offseason to get yourself ready to go?
Well, for myself, you kind of do the same thing. If it's been working, if it's worked, if it's broke, don't fix it. So it's one of those things where I take care of my body all the time, as far as getting chiropractic work or massages, making sure I'm in shape. So when you get out here on the field, that's when injuries start happening. If you're not in shape and you're trying to stretch and do something that your body's not ready for, my body's ready for this this pounding of football.
It's your fourth season with Bob Sutton. Mm-hmm. When you came back, started having some of the meetings and talking about defense. How much has it changed?
It's changed a little bit. It hadn't changed that much. I mean, we have the same defensive coordinator, but it's always new wrinkles that he's going to put in. And the best thing about football is it's never perfect. So you can do the same thing but have different reactions all the time. So it's so many adjustments and movement that go on when you're playing football, especially going against Alex Smith and Coach Andy Reid's offense. A lot of stuff going on, so we're steady adjusting.
In what ways do you sense that the defensive personnel have done their homework during the off season and that they're prepared for these OTAs?
So, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, they're around here today. Alex talked about that the offensive guys were locked in and that they were obviously prepared and ready to go for today. In what ways did you see that on the defensive side of the ball?
Coaching the players.
The players.
Oh, well, we've been doing cone drills and lifting weights and just working out, going to meetings and installing plays. It's different when you get out here on the field. So I'm sure when we watch film today, there's going to be some mess-ups at some of the young guys, some of the older guys that, things are going to happen on the field because it's never perfect when you're playing football. But this is the time to have those mess-ups so we can get it straight before training camp and during training camp, actually.
Derek, looking at
Derek, while the other players, are looking up to the veterans, there's a work ethic and all of that, how to be a pro. Who did you look up to during your rookie year?
Man, let me go back 11 to 12 years. We'll have to be Tony Gonzalez, Trent Green, Brian Waters, Will Shields, Willie Rowe. I mean, I can go on and on. Eddie Kennison. I mean, guys that really put it out there on the field, and you grow up fast when you're around those guys. You grow up fast, and it's the good thing about being around those guys. They know how to take care of their bodies on and off the field, mentally, knowing their playbook. Good guys too, good character guys. So I came in. I was very fortunate to come in with a great group of veterans. Priest Holmes. I can't forget Longhorn. But it's one of those things where now I'm one of the older guys. So what I do on the field, I know the young guys are watching.
You're conscious of that.
Very conscious of that. Well, just being in the NFL, on and off the field, you're being watched. So you got to always have that that tag on you and that target on you. And it's not any kind of hard pressure or negative pressure. It's positive pressure because people are looking up to you.
Derek, what's the benefit from the Patriots game helping drive through the season?
Well, trying to forget the Patriots game. That's that's part of it. But knowing when you got an opportunity to win a game at that magnitude, man, almost getting to the AFC Championship, playing against a team that, you know, we beat before. So it's one of those things where hopefully we can get back there. You got to start all back over again and not have any regrets next time.
What's the benefit of having at least someone like Tom and Justin around, even if they're not on the field? Like, is there a tangible benefit to that?
That's a lot of benefit to having those guys around, even if certain veterans aren't on the field. When they're actually here in the meeting rooms, they talk to young guys all the time. So it's one of those things where a lot of people don't see it, but I know personally Tom has been coaching those young guys up. I mean, they know a whole bunch. So you know, talking to the young guys off the field definitely benefits us just as well on the field.
Because I know Eric is missed, but at the same time, I mean, there's got to be a sense among the veterans like, okay, we've got enough guys that have been here that have done this long enough to, you know, help lead these kids, because you got a lot of them here.
Yeah, we do. We do. We got, you know, we always worry about who's here and coach the guys up who are here. And we've been doing a good job with that throughout the years, and that's never been a distraction for us, so we're doing good.
All right, Derek, and then BJ. Derek, NFL.com has the team ranked number 6 talent-wise overall in the league. When Jamal, Barry, Tamba, Houston, everybody comes back at full strength, how good can you all be?
Man, I think we can be really good. It's the sky's the limit for us. We have a veteran group, and we got a bunch of guys that are leaders on this team that are going to carry us, and we're going to have to depend on. It's one thing to have a roster, but you got to put it together. You got to put it together. Each year is different, and we're trying to start at ground zero now and work our way up.
Last one, you spoke about this the last few years, but just how nice is it for you for the second year in a row to go in this season next to the same Mike and Josh Mathis? You played next to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
How much easier is it make it knowing that you know who's next?
Man, I played with probably 10 or 11 Mike backers. So to actually play next to a Mike backer that I play with back-to-back years, it's wonderful. And it's all about chemistry. It's all about chemistry. Him knowing me, I'm knowing him, knowing what I'm going to do, and him reacting off of that, because – probably more so reacting off of me, because I probably do a lot of crazy stuff in there sometimes. But Josh is a veteran guy, and he knows the defense in and out. And we're going to depend on him and other guys at that.